from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You want to buy, you want to sell. If you're Farhan, you got to buy. You want to keep your job, you got to buy. You cannot punt the season. That's just where I'm at right now. You got this rotation. It looks very, very good. Very good right now. Now, I know you beat up on the Colorado Rockies, and the Rockies are basically an expansion team. I get it. When I look at the schedule, and I look at the standings, and I look at the expectations, I just don't believe the franchise can afford to sell and say, hey, we're going to just rebuild for 2025. I don't believe you can sell that. I don't. Now, if you want to sell, sell. Call us, 888-957-9570. Shasky wants to sell. I understand why people will want to sell, but the competitor in me can't do it. I just can't do it.
Well, you asked like what Brian Sabin would do, and they really didn't have too many opportunities because they were very wildly successful. And they also had, like, similar to the Steph Curry equation that's going on with the Warriors, they had Barry Bonds for such a long time. In 07, at the trade deadline, they moved off Matt Morris. It was a bad deal. And he was a right-handed starting pitcher that was
all-time Cardinal,
somewhat coveted, right? And it was just a bad deal. All right? And they got rid of him. In 08, they were about where they are now, under 500. They were looking at their third straight losing season, which is about what they are now. And they sold off Ray Durham. Okay? That's what they did. Well, now, 09.
Before you move on, how many playoff spots were available back then?
Well, you had the one extra wild card spot, and that was it. Yeah.
You got more wild card spots.
You were closer to the playoffs that year than you are currently, right? So that matters. Context matters. Also, I look at this team, and they had one of the best players in the game in Tim Lincecum, who was going through a Cy Young year that year, and they still sold off Ray Durham. Why? Because it was like, this isn't our time. This is not our moment.
And Ray Durham was getting up there.
09.
Ray Durham was getting up there. Let's not act like he's like some big boy.
Well, I mean,
he ain't on the level of Blake Snell and Robbie Ray.
Okay, but they're 33 and 34 years old, right? So let's also like acknowledge where they're
and
at.
Chapman's
31, right? And so you asked me what Sabian would do. When presented with a team that was below 500 at the deadline, he sold. Now,
I don't think he's selling on this team. Not with the extra wild card spots.
In 09, they were 14 games over 500 at the time.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And they ended up, because they thought that this was their moment, they ended up making a trade that was for the then and the future, which was for Freddie Sanchez. They also got Ryan Garko to upgrade at the deadline. But you have to understand, this team is not 10, 14 games over 500. So you're asking me what Sabian would do? Well, the two times where he was presented with a comparable situation, he sold what he needed to be able to try to unload an older player, open up a spot for a younger player, and get multiple young players who ended up not being, you know, the equation for what would be winning. But it was about getting something instead of nothing.
Sabian, though, would also look at this team and say, I really haven't had Blake Snow. Wow. Snell's healthy. Pretty damn good. It's like one of the five best pitchers in the National League. Then Sabian will look at Robbie Ray and say, well, yeah, I haven't had him for 3 months. I see him in his first start. Wow, he didn't give up a hit. Woo-wee. Okay, I got two electric lefties. Electric. And Logan Webb, who's in a bit of a slump, but I know Logan Webb will figure it out. He'll be all right. Then I got these young studs and Birdsong, and I got Harrison. Now I got the option.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
To putting Hicks in a bullpen. I can add to this bullpen. And I see that there's a void in the middle of the lineup when it comes to power. Because I don't know if Fitzgerald's going to be able to continue to do this. Let me go try to get that here. So that's where Sabian's mind would go. I finally have a healthy rotation.
So I take, wow, I take Vlad Guerrero off the board for
okay,
you.
Vlad Guerrero. Okay, just give me a first base.
I actually
give
think left-handed power bat is more important than right-handed.
Give me a power bat, left-handed, right-handed. I don't really care, but this is two elements I want to add.
Those guys aren't out
I wanna
there.
Add, I want to add two
so,
elements.
Like, look at the 10 teams elements. That we
I don't know
sell.
Who. I really don't know who's going to sell because I didn't know Randy Arozarena was going to get sold by the Tampa
well,
Bay
Rays. Everyone kind of saw that coming because of the Wander Franco situation.
But he got sold, right? I didn't think Christopher Morel would be sold by the Cubs, even though he's batting under 200. He got sold.
And where are the Cubs at?
Behind the Giants.
Exactly. And they know where they're at, right? And so, like, we saw the Cubs. None of us were impressed with the Cubs.
They're lovable losers, and that's why they sold. But I didn't see them selling Christopher Morel,
which is young prospects. The Giants should sell.
No, I don't think
they have desirable pieces.
We shouldn't do business like the Cubs.
Why?
Shouldn't do business because we're not the Cubs.
What do you
They're
mean?
They're lovable losers.
They've won a championship more recently.
Okay,
than
they
we
won.
Have.
They won one 2 years after one, but, and they won their first championship in over 100 years.
Honestly, you're closer to the Cubs than you want to admit. What do you?
But
what?
I'm 4 games behind the Padres and the Diamondbacks. What are you talking about?
Organizationally, they've landed free agents.
They have. That's why I need to go trade and go get me a big boy. Because obviously I can't land free agents. I don't have the allure of Chicago in the summertime. Summertime shy. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that allure. I don't have Wrigley Field. I got Oracle Park, which people complain about. So when I go out there to try to sign players, I can't sign them. The Cubs can. So you know what? My best avenue to getting a big boy here may be a trade. It may be a trade.
But you can make that same argument in the offseason, which I would say that we're going to have this same conversation come winter meetings time. And to me, it's about stocking the cupboard with enough prospects. Not that these prospects are going to hit, but so that you have ammunition to make a big-time deal like what you're talking about and still have something and still have guys that you can plug and play throughout. Like right now, let's say you make this deal.
But if you buy these prospects and they scuffle in minor leagues, what value do they have? Like we talk about Luciano.
You can play that game until we're blue.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't want to play that game no more.
But that's all
I want major league proven talent.
But Bonte, all the best teams like Atlanta, they were in prospect building mode for a long time and then they realized, all right, now's our window, and now's our window to move, and we can be more aggressive. Atlanta's a great example. They went and got Chris Sale, right? They lost Strider this year. They've lost other guys in that rotation. They've lost Acuna for the year. They still think they can win a championship.
No, they don't. They're freaking out in Atlanta. They don't believe they can win this year. They believe they got the black cat under their dugout now.
You might feel that way.
I talk to people in Atlanta. I talk to people in Atlanta. They're going to try to make a move at the deadline.
There you go.
They're going to try, but why
because
can't we try?
Because now's their time in
why
terms
can't
of
we
their.
Try?
They have a plethora of guys that are in their prime locked up for long term.
As we watched the Giants win 3 World Series, and obviously 2010 was special. 2012, they were one of the best teams in the game. 2014, they snuck in and. You know, they had the miracle down Marcus.
Yeah, but
Street.
They had guys in their prime.
You know, but so what?
I mean, that matters.
I hear that. Well, that matters. But I'm thinking about myself. I'm thinking about this team in the short series, in the first round, and I'm trotting out Snell, Ray, and Webb. Who's going to want to face that in a short series? Because anything happens in the playoffs.
It sounds great.
We just watched the Diamondbacks sneak into the World Series. How many games did they win last year? 83, 84?
Yeah, but they also had two guys that were younger than Snell and Robbie Ray who pitched all year and were dynamic.
But their strength was those two players. Our strength
Zach
is our
Gallen
starting
and Merrick
our strength is our starting rotation.
Well, no, it's been for 2 weeks, Bonte. It's been a strength for 2 weeks. It wasn't a strength for 4 months.
They're finally healthy. And by the way, before people get on me about Atlanta, didn't the Giants go down to Atlanta and win 2-3? He went down to Atlanta 1, 2, or 3.
This isn't about a singular series.
But that's what the playoffs are. That's what the playoffs are. They're series. When you can catch lightning in a bottle. Let me get in then. I want to get into the playoffs. That's what I want for 2024.
So you're jumping the other teams, because right now you're 10th place in the National League. You're going to be jumping a handful of teams. You're going to get healthier. You're going to get the same comparable production from those guys that have been good for a week. And then all of a sudden, you're just going to be this team.
Yeah, they were saying the same thing about the Mets a month ago. Oh, you got to jump all these teams. You got to jump all these teams. Yeah, you got to jump all these teams.
Francisco Lindor was a multiple-time All-Star.
Yeah, but he was he hadn't done diddly-poo with the Mets up until that point. But he wasn't doing anything. He looked like a bust until a month ago. Francisco Lindor. He finally put it together. Yeah, but he looked like a bust. He was getting booed off the diamond.
He was one of the best players in Cleveland.
He was getting booed. He was in Cleveland. And then he gets straight into the Mets and he did nothing.
But the Giants don't have those guys right now. That's again.
That's why I'm asking to go get that guy. That's why I'm locked in on Vlad Guerrero Jr. with Toronto, knowing that they're selling. I'm saying maybe that's my guy. I can't sign a guy in the offseason. Well, let me try to trade for one. And you have team control.
So, like, you're talking about Vladimir Guerrero signing. So let's just say in this hypothetical, you make a move for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. The team even qualifies for the playoffs. Snell and Ray are opting out. Chapman's probably opting out. Now I have given up all of my prospects to get Vladdy Jr. Why is he going to want to sign an extension here if there are no other players to play in the lineup?
I got Vlad Jr. and I'm saying, look, we go out there and make trades. We sign pitchers and reinvigorate
trades, you
pitchers.
Have to have
but if you're a pitcher, if you're a pitcher, you say, wow, Kevin Gausman. Wow, Carlos Rodon.
They didn't sign any of those guys.
Yeah, but teams are looking at the Giants saying, I could go pitch there and go make some money elsewhere, even if I use the Giants for a year.
It's
not a sustainable model right now, but you got to do something and then obviously you got Birdsong and Harrison who are linchpins alongside Logan Webb. So I got those three going into the future, no matter what. Birdsong, Harrison, and Logan Webb.
And I like that. It's nice.
And then I could patchwork the back end of the rotation by getting the big boy by signing him to a one-year deal with the player option. Now, if that's how I got to do business, then that's how I'll do business right now. But I got to get into the postseason. I have to get there. I have to.
And who's to say also, you know, if they do, again, make this big trade for like a Vlad Jr., who's to say that won't, you know, get Blake Snell, Robbie Ray to look at that? It's like, huh. We actually have a lineup now that can kind of give me some run support where if I do give up one run, that's too much. I mean,
you know what pitchers want. They want 4-5 year deals that are guaranteed for a couple $100 million.
And the Giants, give it to them then.
No, I would not give Blake Snell a 4-5 year deal worth a couple $100 million. This year has been marred with craziness.
It was an unusual year for him, too. I mean, if you're signing him to a long-term deal in this hypothetical, you're getting a full offseason and a full spring training.
But his baseball card tells you he has wild, you know, fluctuations in production.
You know what his baseball card tells you?
I love him.
You know what his baseball card tells you? July, August, September, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
But beginning of March, April, and May is what
you get through it. You get through it. You know he's going to be up and down. You get through it. But you know in July, August, September, when you give Blake Snell the ball, you're getting a quality start.
Okay, so they're going to give Gausman 120 at a younger age, more durable, but they're going to give an older Blake Snell a 4-5 year deal. This is what these guys want.
They're probably not. But you know what? It is what it is. I got to get to now. I worry about next year. I got to get now and get into these playoffs, man.
That's how they got into this situation, chasing rings.
And listen.
When you had Buster Posey in his prime and you had Mad Bum in their prime, that I get chasing rings. I totally do. Like, Bonte, right now, you've got a young Elliot Ramos, and you got Patrick Bailey and a couple of young starters who are going to hit their innings limit who have never pitched over 140 innings in any season. Like, we can all acknowledge this just isn't their window. It's okay. No one's saying that they can't make a big deal to go get a guy for the long term.
Did we think 2010 was our window?
I'm in for that. But in terms of a rental, I am out on rentals. If anything, I am selling to build up the cupboard.
Did we think 2010 was the beginning of a window opening for us?
You had the rookie of the year. You had a guy with multiple Cy Youngs.
You did not believe the Giants. You did not even believe the Giants were going to win an NOS that year.
You paid $130.
You didn't believe the Giants were going to win NOS that year.
No, but they had Bonte.
That's what I'm saying. You never know what could happen these last 2 months. Let it play out.
Pablo Sandoval in year two after having an unreal rookie year. You had Lindsay come out on the heels of back-to-back Cy Youngs. You had Matt Cain who had been with the team for 5 years.
Pablo's not good in 2010.
No, but 2009 hit 25 and 90.
Pablo was not good.
Okay. They won 88 games the year prior.
So you thought the window was starting to open.
They looked like they were building something.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that. I don't know if I buy that.
Well, I'm telling you how everyone felt. Everyone did not feel like that.
You're telling everyone how everyone did not feel like that because obviously I didn't feel like that.
So having Pablo the Cy Young who's 27
years old.
He wasn't
even playoff. He wasn't even on the roster in 2010. Who? Right? Playoff roster. He was getting pitch hits.
Who?
Pablo Sandoval was getting, he was a pitch hitter in the playoffs.
Okay, that was in the playoffs because Juan Uribe ended up taking his spot.
Yeah, he stuck in 2010.
You're asking about how people felt going into 2010. They signed Mark DeRosa. Everyone was like, Mark DeRosa, that's the piece to get us into the playoffs.
No, but who said that?
A lot of people.
A lot of who? Your friends? Because I didn't say that. I got a side eye from Lutman. He's the biggest Giants fan I know.
Mark DeRosa was a nice acquisition.
Mark DeRosa's a savior. Who the hell said that?
Oh, my God.
I got what? Who said Mark DeRosa was a savior? Let's go to Jack and Sabatelle. Jack and Sabatelle. Then we get to Richie from Queens. What's going on, baby? What's up, Jack? Come on. You with me, Jack? Let's buy, baby. Let's buy.
Hey guys, lively show. Now I say this with all respect, Shasky. If you're selling with 3.5 games out of the playoffs with 64 to go, I'm sorry, you're thinking like a loser. And Bonte is completely right. You can collect people like Luciano or Matos until you're dead, but when is the next time you're going to get into the playoffs with a chance of having a guy like Snell, Robbie Ray, and Logan Webb in a short series?
Wow.
Guys like Ray and Snell, they're the ace of aces.
How many starts of Robbie Ray have you watched? Can I ask you how many starts? How many have you watched?
I've watched Robbie Ray. I live in Seattle. I watched Robbie Ray. And now, provide any
how
healthy.
Many times has he started in the last two and a half years?
One start at the big league level in two and a half years. He watched a guy in Seattle with a Cy Young. He knows who Robbie Ray is. Let Jack cook. Jack, continue to talk, please.
Let me finish, Jesse. I mean, I say that with all respect, you know, because you're 3.5 games out. And you had to make a run for it. And this is a time where you get like a Hunter Pence-like impact back into the lineup and stabilize the lineup. You let like Monte said, let Robbie Ray, let Blake Snell, let Logan Webb cook during the last 2 months. You never know what's going to happen in a short series. You have to go for it. I mean, you can collect guys like Luciano's guys until you're dead, really. I mean, this is the time you go for it. They may never have another chance to have three aces in a short series like this. We watch Logan Webb, he's our ace.
Logan Webb's not pitched like an ace.
Jack, can you see the visit, Jack?
The most impactful thing Logan Webb's done all year is jump on stage and do a Cowboy concert Friday night.
Don't disrespect Mr. Webb like that. Don't disrespect Mr. Webb like that. Now you're being disrespectful.
No, I'm not. I'm being realistic.
Candidate for Call of the Week.
I'm being realistic.
He sees the vision. If you get into a short series, all you got to do is get in and you got a shot. And now we're disrespecting Logan Webb.
And we're talking about Luciano. Like the season has not been salvaged by watching the young players like Elliot Ramos stabilize everything. Ramos has been better than every free agent they've brought in this season.
One player.
Yeah. You don't get the benefits of reaping the reward of one player of development without having players to develop in your farm. And yeah, you're going to plant a lot of plants, and one will grow to as tall as a redwood tree, and the rest might die. That's how it works.
How long did it take the Giants to develop a homegrown outfielder? How long has it taken?
35 years.
Yeah, exactly. But don't get mad at the fan for not wanting to trade for something when they've seen for 35 years the inability to develop an outfielder. Is that not facts? Ramos is the first homegrown outfielder to make the All-Star game since who? Chili Davis?
Why?
We're talking 1987.
We were peeing
in our pull-ups at that time, Jasky. What are you talking about?
20 years
we were walking around with poopy diapers the last time they developed an outfielder.
Because
and now we finally got one and we think that could develop every single season.
No,
are you out of your mind?
No.
We finally got one.
No,
we're out there spilling Similac all over our white t-shirts. Mama, let me get a pacifier. Jesus Christ.
For 20 years. For 20 years, they traded away prospects to chase a ring. And I get why they did. They had Bonds, and then they had a dynastic run with posing them. I wasn't mad then. But now is not your time. Now is the time to hoard the draft picks and get more of them.
The time is now.
No,
you know why the time is now? Because Greg Johnson said the playoffs are mandatory. You know why the time is now? Because Farhan's running his mouth and bumping his gums, talking about, yeah, it's been disappointing. But you know what, Slusser? The stakes are high this year.
Two years ago, they had Carlos Rodon, who was more dynamic and was more healthy than both Snell and And Robbie Ray.
Robbie Ray and Blake Snell are healthy right now.
Do you regret not trading Carlos Rodon at that
deadline? No, I do not. I do not. I don't care.
I think they do too. Yeah,
no,
I think they do too. I don't even know what you're getting for him.
You regret Blake Snell within 15 strikeouts he had on Saturday?
He got another decision.
Oh, God, you can't help that.
He was a great.
He kept you in the game.
That's his job. He's getting 15 paid 32 strikeouts, million this year.
Six innings, the first time that's happened since Tim Lincecum. Come on, you want to trade that guy right now?
He's had 11 starts. Wow. No.
I'm with my boy Jack Cimitel by way of Seattle.
11 starts.
By way of Seattle. But
four
you know what?
Been good.
But what have I been saying
like,
the last
come on,
month?
Man.
What have I been saying the last
come on,
month?
Man.
He can make up for it with a dynamic second half. And so far, so good.
He can make up for it if you trade him at the deadline to a team that is desperate, that wants to win now, and you get a couple of prospects back that can help you for when you really are ready to roll for
aren't you tired
to
talk about prospects?
They're the fourth place team in the NL West.
Are you tired to talk about prospects?
No, because I want to see.
You know what?
Because the prospects have been good this year. Birdsong and Harrison, they're encouraging.
You just gave up on Harrison last week. You said you didn't even like Harrison.
Well, now that they
traded him back down to minor leagues before the starts against Colorado. I can't keep up with you. You're back and forth. The pencil of swings.
Because I actually watch a game.
Oh, you watch the games too. Vlad Jr. You look at all red. You've been talking about prospects for 4 years. They did nothing.
Vlad Jr.
I'll trade the whole damn farm with the exception of Eldridge. Wilson Hunt can go. Lucian can go. Everybody can go.
He's not even in the top 100.
I don't care about the prospects. These prospects never pan out. We got one guy, Elliot Ramos, who's had it 3 months.
They don't need a right-handed power back.
Oh, my God. I don't care.
Would I like Vladdy? Yes.
Oh, my God.
Right-handed power. Well, they don't have left-handed power.
I would trade your boy Bryce
Eldridge.
I would trade Bryce Eldridge if they make it Vlad Guerrero Jr.
They need a third baseman.
I would trade your boy Bryce Eldridge.
Corner outfielders.
Shasky, I asked you two weeks ago. You told me the most exciting thing about the Giants right now is a player in single way. A player in single way is the most exciting problem. Get him out of here and trade for Vlad Jr.
Because
Vlad Guerrero makes his team infinitely much better.
Being an all-star.
Okay,
you keep trading prospects, then you're going to be stuck with the Confortos of the world.
Trade everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
They give a damn about these prospects. We waited for Luciano for how long? How long you tell me about Luciano and Casey Smith?
And we're almost
Casey Smith,
Thank
you
God.
Went so crazy over Casey Smith. This guy finally got a home run the other day, and he got a standing ovation. It was like, wow, Casey Smith got a hit. Wow.
So a week ago, this team was garbage, and Farhan needed to go, and everyone needed to sell. They sweep the god-awful Colorado Rockies, who have Chris Bryant, who can't
even
move
out
the outfield.
It's not even about the Rockies.
And now all of a sudden, it's bye-bye-bye.
It's not even about
That's
the Rockies.
Delusional.
If you're
That's
far, no, Shaq. You know how to run the business. Yeah, okay.
Four months.
You haven't got to the fifth month yet. Do the math, business guy. Number two, if I'm Farhan Zaidi, you can't afford to sell if you're Farhan Zaidi. Your job is on the line, and you may never get this opportunity again.
I'm not destroy my team for years
to come destroy the
so that
Zaidi
he can
guys.
Chase a wild card spot.
Yeah, because
come
if you get in, we watch the
you
team win the World
that.
Series from the
you
wild card spot.
That.
This is the same organization that won the World Series from the wild
and
card
they were
spot.
Over 500 every time when
so
they made
what?
Those deals.
So
they're
what? You're two games under. You're three and a half
you're
back.
You're the fourth place team
you're
in the
You're three and a half back of the Diamondbacks and the Padres. You're getting all upset. You want to watch? You really want to watch meaningless baseball for the last 2 months and just sell everybody?
Meaningless baseball
no,
for
no, no,
a decade.
No.
What are you talking about?
Oh, God.
Have I not? They
Richie
were a loser in 2015. They were a loser
Richie
in 2017. They were a loser
in
2018.
They were not a loser in 2016.
They were a loser in 2019.
2021.
They were a loser in 2020.
2021. They won 107 games, right?
They've had
they
two
a loser.
Winning
okay.
seasons since 2016.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've
that's
watched fine. Meaningless
Which is
baseball.
Why I want to win this year.
And
that's
I'm,
the more meaning.
Here.
You just
I'm
made my
here.
Point. I'm tired of losing. Trade everybody if that means get me a big boy. Richard from Queens, get in here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.